California is taking out a $3.4 billion loan to cover costs incurred by the state's healthcare program, 1 year after medical coverage was expanded to all undocumented immigrants in the state. The state's finance department said it already approved the loan to make critical payments to Medi-Cal providers. The money for the loan is coming out of an account within the general fund used to cover economic uncertainties. The Department of Finance told the State Assembly that California is spending $9.5 billion this year to provide medical services for undocumented individuals. The state's general fund is covering $8.4 billion. Starting January 1, 2024, California began offering medical coverage to all undocumented immigrants in the state through Medi-Cal, the state's version of Medicaid, the federal program that covers low-income individuals. A spokesperson for Governor Gavin Newsom said of the shortfall, "This isn't new. Rising Medicaid costs are a national challenge, affecting both red and blue states alike. This is not unique to California." During a budget hearing in February, State Representative Carl DeMaio said cutting the program would lead to a $1 billion surplus and allow the state to have a reserve. My colleague from Los Angeles mentions a moral budget, a morally balanced budget. "I'd like to start with a balanced budget," DeMaio said. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, 14 states plus D.C. offer state-funded health care to all children regardless of immigration status. Seven of those states in D.C. also offer coverage to some or all adults.